Firefighters have two families, the men and women who run into burning buildings together, and their families at home. Basim Blunt of Dayton Youth Radio says today's story captures the view inside a first responder's family.
As our teenagers work on these stories, they sometimes interview their parents. And this is the center of Lillian Ferguson's story. It was a rainy night and a bad accident that her father responded to.
I never really worried about my dad when I was little. Everyone thought I was so cool with my dad being a firefighter. He fights for people's lives and puts his own at risk while he's doing it. He sees dead people every day, sees people die, and helps people who think they are at the end of their lives. But sometimes it becomes too much. When I was 10, I was at my grandma's house and it was a weekend. The phone was ringing, back when it made a loud, annoying ring. My mom had answered it. I remember her telling us through crying and hysteria, "Your dad was hit by a car."
This is Lillian Ferguson for Dayton Youth Radio. I'm interviewing my dad today. What is your name?
Seriously? Andy Ferguson.
What do you remember about the night that you were hit by the car?
I was struck by a Ford F-150 pickup truck.
What injuries did you suffer from?
I obviously had a concussion, lacerated my liver, a herniated disc in my spine.
My dad was on another run, which was a car crash that had happened somewhere in the middle of the street. While it was sleeting and hailing outside, making it really hard for everyone to see. He had been hit by an old man who was driving a truck. My dad was flipped over the hood and flew back a few yards. The man said it wasn't intentional, and we didn't press charges. But that still didn't stop me from hating the man that almost killed my father.
I was extremely fortunate. I could have gone under instead of over the hood. I could have gone under the vehicle. I don't really remember a whole lot until I woke up. But mostly I remember the big things, like when you guys came to see me in the hospital and came into the room.
My mind has pushed away the hospital visits because I hated seeing my dad all hooked up to wires. I remember crying and not wanting to look at the welts and bruises on his face. It was scary to see him like that because I never really understood how dangerous his job was.
Because of getting hit by the car, do you ever feel afraid when you're working sometimes? Like, do you ever get afraid just because of what happened for you or your friends?
No, not afraid. I dwelled on it a little bit because of the impact it would have had on you and Mom and your brother and sister. It does leave an impression with me that just be more cautious. It's more real to me now because of what I had gone through.
What fuels your passion for your job to, like, make you keep going back to work instead of saying, okay, I quit, I don't want to do this anymore? Like, what makes you keep on going back?
I enjoy my job a lot because you don't want people to have their worst day every day. But there's always somebody who has a need and needs help in my line of work, and that's my job. I do enjoy it. It's not Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. It's on 24, off 48. It's different. And if you have a family or people you share your life with in your home, it's a different experience for them too.
The day he was hit, and all of those days afterwards, watching my dad gain back strength taught me a lesson. Firefighters truly are people that we should be more thankful for. And I'm proud to call my dad a first responder. He is always there to help people. He fights for people's lives and puts his own at risk while he's doing it. It's hard to realize it, even as the daughter of a firefighter. Every night my dad works, my family prays that he's safe and sound. Sometimes, on rare occasions, I even get anxious and scared when the phone rings during my dad's work hours. I'm still learning to heal, but one thing is clear throughout that entire experience. Stories like his never get said, and I think that they should. For Dayton Youth Radio at Cyber School for the Arts, this is Lillian Ferguson.
That was First Aid, written and produced by Lillian Ferguson. Special thanks to Lillian's dad, Andy, and also Leslie Rogers and Eva Max Studis as Stivers. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basine Blunt.
Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council.